Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiurim. Yanei shovivim. We're in Tzidkas Hatzadikos, Tzadi Zayin. Tikkun. This shiur should be a schus for the Yama Yoshev Bitzion, Michal Golan ben Gabriela, and Elisha Yuda ben Ruti, and Madan ben Dvora, and for David ben Ziva. The tikkun of Motzi Zerah and all the chayalim and the chatufim. The tikkun for Motzi Zerah Levatala Eisek HaTorah. Want to fix Motzi Zerah Levatala? The way to do it is Eisek HaTorah, like it says, Barasi Yetzirah, Barasi Torah Tavlin. So Yetzirah, the Torah is a tavlin, is a spice for the Yetzirah. It sweetens the Yetzirah and it makes it kosher, it kashers it, so to speak. So that's why what fixes the Yetzirah is Torah. So therefore the tikkun for Motzi Zerah Levatala is Eisek HaTorah. Why? Because it's because Motzi Zerah Levatala is called Ra. Kadosh Baruch Hu called the Yetzer Hara Ra, ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Minu Urav, and that's talking about Hainu Vav and Dora Mabul. When it says Yetzer Hara, that's referring to the Ra Minu Urav, the Pasuk, Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Minu Urav. And what's that Ra? That Ra is that sin of the Dora Mabul, which is Kihishas, as they call Boser Zdar Kalarts, their Motzi Zer Levatel, like the Gemara says. So Mimela, the Tikkun for this Yetzer Hara, the Gemara says elsewhere, is Tamat Torah. And the Yetzer Hara we see is Hashras Aser Levatala, because it says that Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Minu Urav, and that's referring to Yeshu's calls by Bosar Dark or Stark Wala Aretz, Tzaretz Levatala. So the bottom line is that one learns Torah and it's Metakin Chaman Litzlan, the sin of Otsa Aser Levatala. From Rabbi Gemara, it says in the Gemara and Kedushin that the Lo Nigzar Al Dagim Shebiyam, that the Mabul wasn't decreed on the Dagim, they didn't drown. It's a remis to Tamid Acham or Nimshal the Dagim, because they can't live without Torah, just like fish can't live without water. As I wrote elsewhere in the Pasuk, Uradu B'digas Hayam, he writes in Sefer in Pritzadik and Kedusha Shabbos, Maim Zayin, the Yamaskal Bracha, the Hedeh Asagasim Atari Moshal Mechol Ebriya Kula. So it means they're going to rule over the fish of the sea, because they're masig in Torah, they understand Torah, they learn Torah, they rule over the whole Bria. And that's because, says Rabbeinu in Likutei Ma'amarim in Ost HaZvav, Shetchila Sitziris Koich Pru Revu Nemer Bedogim, Uchol Aschala Koich Otzim B'Yoyser, the beginning of Pru Revu was said by the fish, and when it says it the first time, it has a special Koach, Shekol Kedushas Koich HaTayv Urak Al Yediyat Torah. All the so that's the special power of fish in Talmid Chacham Ranim Shel to fish, that they need Torah like fish need water, and the whole kedusha of Koach HaTayv is Ayde Torah. Shal Yedei Mamshich Kol Tavos of Cheshek B'Dibur Torah Shem Kol Shashua. In other words, a person has to take all of his Tavos, all of his Cheshek, and direct it towards Torah. So the Koach of Peru Revu is given over to fish, Ay Talmid Chachamim, and they have to take that power of Peru Revu, of this creative power that's associated with Taiva, and use it for Torah. So that's what Rabbeinu writes here in brackets, that there was no Mabul on Dagim Shebiyam Ay Talmid Chacham, because Talmid Chacham don't deserve the Mabul, because they're Mizgaber on this Taiva. And the whole reason the Mabul came was because of this Taiva, because Kihishlis Kos Bas is called the Kos Bas Adakwal Arts, because they were Motzi Zerah Levatala, like the Gemara says. Moshe Rabbeinu Zohar Bereishis, Reish Per Kol Ayad, Nikra Ra, Ze Yetzer Ra, Bara HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu Zohar Yossi, Velachin Yim, Ze Gam Bechalom. Shtab is a Nikra, Shainu Mepulet to Adam. Since the Atim Yetzer Ra causes this sin, this bitter sin. Therefore, a person who does this sin is called Ra. And not only a Rasha, like it says in Zohar HaKadosh, then Zayin Amud Aleph, Bereishis, and at the beginning of Parakol Ayad, in Nidah 13a, anybody who brings himself to this sin, the Nikra Ra, he's called evil in the eyes of God. Zeh Yetzer Ra, Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he's called evil in the eyes of Hashem, also referring to this sin in Bereishis Lamed Chas Zayin, and that when it says Ra B'nei Hashem, it's because it's referring to the Yetzer Ra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, that causes this sin. Like it says about the creation of the Yetzer Hara, Vasher Harei Oisi. I did evil to you, meaning I gave you this Yetzer Hara, like we see in the Gemara in Sukkah, and Nafnin Beis and Beis. And therefore, V'lachain. since the Eitz Meitzer Haraz causes this avon, this sin, Yimatzei Zeh, it emerges that this sin is caused even when he's dreaming. The person has a bad dream. He has no. He has no way of preventing this. So, why did he do it? Because it's caused by the etzem yetzer hara. The very fact that he has the yetzer hara in him causes him to do this aveira. Therefore, he does it even when he's dreaming, even when he's not aware, because it's not nothing to do with das. It's ra. It's part of us. Shadavar zenik or shenam apulas adam. So this is the yetzer hara. It's part of us, and the tikkun for it is Torah, because Torah is a tablet for the yetzer hara. And that's what causes this sin. And and that's what caused the Mabul and the Talmid Chachamim wouldn't have been in the Mabul. They're not shaykh to the Mabul because they have Torah. They're like fish. They have that they use their power of Piri V'Rivya, like fish have extra Piri V'Rivya power. That's because the first time it says Piri V'Rivya in the Torah is by fish. So they use that for Torah also. So when it says Barasi Eitzara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, it's telling us that the Torah is a spice for the Etzem Yetzer Hara and for this sin of Hotzah Zera Levatola. Chazal call it a tavlin shehu matek es ha-maycho. They call it a tavlin because it sweetens the food. And alafuch hara letov meod, it makes it into something good. No, it doesn't get rid of the Yetzer Hara. It transforms it into good. Shadei divrei Torah nimtak. Through Torah, the Yetzer Hara is sweet. And the Bizar Bereshis says, the less misava kamohu. It says that there's no sin that contaminates a person like this sin of hotzah zera levatala. Vine amru perak beis de brachas to divrei Torah malin mitumah letahara. It says in the second parak of brachas that divrei Torah elevate a person from tumah to tahara. So there's nothing that makes a person more tummy than this sin. So memelo, when he learns Torah, we see in the Gemara that Torah elevates you from tumah to tahara. So that's the Eitzah for this Aveira, is to learn Torah. Masha'amru b'zara noach, they mol tshuva wal derech sha'amru, b'zevachin v'skar v'skapur Torah chinami kein. Aye, the Zara says tshuva is not going to help for this Aveira. So it's like the Gemara says, that the oven of Beis Eli is not going to be m'skapur b'mincha, but the Gemara says, but with Torah it will be. So here also, with Torah, you can be metaka in this Aveira. And it says at the end of Chagiga that Tamir Chacham, the light of Gehenna, the fire of Gehenna, doesn't rule over them because they're Osek B'Torah. Torah is like Eish, and then their goof becomes like Eish. Like the Gemara says, they're called goof on Eish, Allah called Vray Ke'Eish Nu Mashem. So they have that fire of Torah, so they don't have to worry about the fire of Gehenna. And Gehenna, Gam Ke Nikra Ra. Gehenna is also called Ra. What's Ra? Potsiglo Yenake Ra. That a person's not going to be cleansed from Ra. What's Ra? Ra is Gehenna. That's the person who goes to the store and there's a pretty girl behind the counter and he exchanges money, gives her money because he wants to take a look. Chmana Litzlan. So such a person, lo yinaka midino shel Gehenna, he will not be cleansed from the din of Gehenna. So you see, lo yinaka ra, he's not going to be cleansed from ra. Ra is Gehenna. So somebody who brings upon himself this sin is called ra, and Gehenna is called ra. And immediately he brings upon himself this sin. He's bringing upon himself Gehenna. And what's the connection between Gehenna and this sin? Vanukum Moshe Amru. That's like Chazal saying Erevin. Why is it called Gehenna? Shakol yardim la alis kehinam. Everyone goes there because of Hinam. Rashi says arayis. Lachim chinam asher nocha b'mitzrayim chinam. Rashi says, the Gemara says that it's talking about arayis. So here also that's the iske hinam. The Marashah explains, how do you know hinam is arayis? Because asher nocha b'mitzrayim chinam, we remember that what we ate in Mitzrayim for free, the vegetables we ate for free, so... that's referring to the arayis. The arayis were then mutter, and now they're upset. Arayis are usser. So Hainu, that the reason we go to Gehenna is because of this pagam of Shemiras HaBris. And therefore, Gehenna is called Ra, because that's the Shorash Pagama, like the Eitz HaRa, because that's the Shorash Pagama Bris. In other words, what's called Pagama Bris is associated with Ra, because the Eitz HaRa, Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Min Uruv, is referring to the sin of Atzar Zera Levatala, and Gehenna, which is called Ra, is also associated with this sin, because people go to Gehenna because of Iskei Chinam, because of Arayas. That's what causes people to go to Gehenna. So that's Ra, just like the Yetzer Ra of Hotzar Yisrael Levatol is Ra. So to Gehenna is Ra, because they go there also for Pagama Bris. So basically it all comes down to Pagama Bris. Pagama Bris is Ra, and brings one to Gehenna, which is Ra. And therefore the Tikkun again is to be Mamtik the Yetzer HaTov. Mamtik the Yetzer HaRa is Torah. V'zeh Sh'amru gam kein baratzeh Gehenna. Shigam kein Hashem Yisbarach baro kumo Yetzer HaRa. It says God created Gehenna. What does that mean? It means just like He created the Yetzer HaRa, because it's the same thing. Because they both are outcomes of the, they're both connected to Pagama Bris. The Yetzer HaRa causes Pagama Bris, and then the person ends up in Gehenna for Pagama Bris. So just like God created Gehenna, just like God created the Yetzer HaRa, God created Gehenna. All in the same bag. And according to this, we can understand that it says in the Gemara, Barasi Tzadikim, Tzadik B'chol Bris. It says Barasi Gehenna, it says in the same pasuk, it says Barasi Tzadikim, Barasi Rishayim. So what does it mean you created Tzadikim? How did God create Tzadikim? The answer is, we create Tzadikim. No. Because when it says Barasi Tzadikim, he's very careful about this Aveira. So Gam Hu Mitchilas Habriya. So he was created with the potential to already be a tzaddik by being Dabek Bashem. Kumok Shekasafti Bosulifnezeh Ki Yeshno Gam Rishaim. You can even have Goyim who are clean from this. So there's certain people who are created with an inclination, with an orientation towards being clean from this Aveira. And Mamela, that's what it means when it says Barasat Tzadikim. You see, even Goyim have that, like Og Melech HaBoshan. They're free of this Avon. Certainly some Jews are created that way. But then Emma Gam Kelech Begay Tzom Obis Lo Yerak Ke Atay Madi Rav Dargan Eskeres Ve Ata Perush Al Yidei Shebarasi. So, about this it says by David HaMelech, even though I go in the shadow of the valley of death, in other words, even if I have to go to Gehenna, lo yara ki atah imadi. What's ra? Ra is this madrig of Gehenna, of Pagama Bris. Ki atah is you Hashem, through the fact that you created this madrig of ra. Therefore, even though ki elch begeit some of this, I'm not going to be afraid of ra. Since you created this Ra, I'm not going to be afraid. Why? Ki atah imadi. I'm not going to be afraid of this Ra. Because atah, al yidei shebarasa, you created this madrega called Ra. And therefore, even though I'm in the valley of the shadow of death, even though I'm in Gehenna, I'm not going to be afraid of it because you created it and you're with me. So that's Os Tzadi Zayin. So we learned the tikkun for this horrific aveira, and we can use it. Baruch Hashem, Torah is available everywhere for free. Baruch Hashem. Okay, so we will, with Hashem, continue, and I thank you for listening. Shalom.